Kansas City's temporary health levy is a 22-cent property tax passed by voters in 2005. The lion's share has gone to Truman Medical Center, the city's once public hospital. John Bluford, Truman's CEO, says when that levy was first introduced, city funding to Truman had been on the decline.
Well, the context was one that the respective institutions lost funding from the general fund. So it was really makeup. We didn't materially increase our total subsidy from local government as a result of that. It kept us whole.
Bluford says the funding from the temporary levy, about $15 million annually, is just as critical today, nearly a decade later. A down economy and big cuts to the state's Medicaid program has meant a lot more people without a means to pay are turning to them for care. Councilman John Sharp volunteered on the original health levy campaign. He recalls his own wishful thinking at that time.
Well, in 2005, when this was put on the ballot, we had hoped that there might be universal health care by now.
Not so. Last year, about 1 in 10 residents sought care that was supported by the levy. And not just at Truman. The levy also funds city ambulance services and area health clinics. It's meant a lot to Michelle Fowler.
Here's our little office. This is where we come to get, like, our renewal.
Fowler recently stopped by Northland Healthcare Access off of Berry Road to renew her membership in one of its programs that connects patients with providers who've agreed to offer discount services.
Every 6 months, you get basically a little piece of paper that you show your doctor authorizing that you can get care.
Fowler has her own business and waits tables, but her restaurant stopped offering insurance a few years ago. Days before her individual insurance plan was supposed to kick in, her appendix burst. And with it, her health coverage, in the form of a last-minute denial letter.
It's overwhelming. If I didn't have anxiety before this, I did after I lost my health insurance.
That was in 2010. Medical bills started piling up on top of daily living expenses. Fowler says discovering Northland Healthcare Access was a huge relief.
I didn't have another option. And when finding Northland Healthcare Access was just, when I got referred to the specialist and my first appointment, she told me I needed surgery. I started bawling crying because I was like, I can't afford surgery. And she said, no, I'm going to donate your surgery. And then I started bawling even more.
The temporary health levy funds about a third of Northland Healthcare Access's budget. Whether or not to now renew that levy for another 9 years will appear as question one on next week's ballot. City council members unanimously moved it to a vote earlier this year. They chose renewing it for another 9 years as opposed to a shorter period, in large part because of uncertainties around the Affordable Care Act and their concerns over the degree and pace at which health coverage may improve. Truman and other supporters launched a formal campaign in support of the renewal earlier this month. It includes support from the Healthcare Foundation of Greater Kansas City, which also funds health reporting on KCUR. Mailers have been sent out, yard signs have gone up, Fowler got involved. But the measure doesn't appear to have any organized opposition.
The folks who stand to benefit from the tax are, of course, going to spend some money to get the tax passed.
Patrick Ishmael is a policy analyst with the St. Louis-based free market think tank, the Show Me Institute. Ishmael isn't surprised by the lack of visible challenges to renewing the levy.
The problem is that the cost of the tax is so widely distributed that, you know, how are you going to get an organized opposition against tax? How often has that really happened?
Ishmael thinks voters need to think hard before deciding on this.
One of my big concerns about maintaining the tax is that, you know, this is another one of those so-called temporary taxes that is looking a lot less temporary these days. And so the question is whether or not Kansas Cityans think that it's the best use of their dollars given these pretty tight fiscal times, not just at the government level, but at the family level.
Approval of the levy in 2005 didn't get widespread support either. Ishmael says problems in the health system also need to be addressed at state and national levels. Cities can't fix this, neither can levies.
I do believe that the city is at least partly responsible.
Crosby Kemper is head of the Kansas City Public Library and is also chair of the Show Me Institute. Kemper personally thinks the health levy is an exception, but he is deeply concerned with the city's overall tax policies and plans. That's something he says residents really need to question when taxes like this come up for a vote.
We passed the zoo tax with a 9% vote. We passed a streetcar with a vote of 300 people. We have all these obligations. We're building this huge tax burden, tax rate problem.
When broken down within all of this, the temporary health levy costs the owner of a $100,000 house about $40 a year. So come Tuesday, voters in Kansas City will get to decide whether or not they think such a tax should continue for area health services for another 9 years. Alana Gordon, KCUR News.